This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Son? Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Welcome, everyone. So this Shabbos, we have a special Haftarah, because since Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, this week we lain Vayomer Lo Yehoina San Machar Chodesh, which is the proper inyan, as pointed out in the Chazon David, obviously, the connection to the day before Rosh Chodesh. Actually, this is legislated in the Gemara Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. On the bottom of the page, the Gemara says that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Sunday, then the Shabbos before we lain, Vayomer Lo Yehoina San Machar Chodesh. But just because there's one pasuk that says tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, why do we have to continue to read another 20 psukim or so? Well, you say, well, you have to lay in a minimum of 21 psukim. Okay, so now, lay in the 20 psukim before that, you know? Why do you have to lay in the 20 psukim after? In other words, is there any thematic approach to explain what the entire Haftarah has to do with the concept of Rosh Chodesh? So, one interesting... I believe so, but that's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara tells us. Now, the Haftarah is about how Yonasan basically tells David, you know, tomorrow Shaul is going to have a suda, but don't come because he don't like you. You know, he don't like you.
Stay away.
Now, Reb Tzadok HaKohen points out that the suda of Rosh Chodesh is the suda which is we find in Tanakh is eaten by the kings. You know, why is Shaul saying tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh and my father is going to have a suda? Apparently, Rosh Chodesh was something that was celebrated by Malachim. And because, and we're going to see it specifically, Rosh Chodesh is connected to Malchus Beis David. As we say in the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tachin, Ba'olas Rosh Chodesh Na'alav, we mention of Ashirei David Hanishman Be'irecha. There's a specific connection between David HaMelech and Rosh Chodesh. In fact, there's even a question that on a regular Monday and Thursday, we only have three aliyos, correct? Because we don't add to it, because people got to go to work. But Shabbos, people don't go to work, so you could have more aliyos, take more time. Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do malacha, so you can have an extra aliyah. And what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to do malacha, so people got to go to work. So why do you have an extra aliyah? How are you allowed to have an extra aliyah on Rosh Chodesh? Somehow Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tif. What is it celebrating? What it's celebrating is the future restoration of Malchus Beis David. But it hasn't happened yet. So to speak, the seeds of that future holiday already affect the day now. But we see that it's very much connected to Malchus Beis David. And so to speak, Shaul is celebrating it as if he's trying to usurp the throne. Rosh Chodesh is specifically connected to Malchus.
Isn't that so, Yom Tif for ladies? That's what I was taught.
Yeah, that's what we tell them, yeah. No, it is. It is. The Torah writes in Siman Taf Yud Zayin that originally the 12 months of the year were given to the 12 tribes, but when we sinned by the Egel, it was given to the women. But, so there's a question, because Rashi brings up Shat. You know why you have four aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh? Because it's a Yom Tif for women, and some women don't do certain types of malacha. But the question is, women don't come to shul for laning. So how could you give men an extra aliyah because women don't have to go to work, but men do have to go to work? Maybe so I'll let women have an extra aliyah and the men will have three aliyah. You know, well, so that's a difficulty with the pshat, that it's yamta for women, because why does a yamta for women allow us to add aliyahs if the men are the one who are losing out on the melacha? Okay, but be it as it may, I want to share with you, there's a specific pasuk in the Haftarah, Vayehi, number three, Mimacharas HaChodesh HaSheini, meaning second day Rosh Chodesh. Vayehi Paked, Mekayim David, meaning the second day of the month, excuse me. Vayomer Shaul, El Yehoinasan, Benoi, Madu, Aloivav, and Yishai, Gam Timol, Gam Hayoim, Elochim. David didn't come, not yesterday and not today. Vayehi Paked, Mekayim David. David's seat was missing. There's an amazing Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chiya Chazia L'Siyara D'Havakai B'Tzafra D'Esem V'Tisha. Rav Chiya saw the moon that it was in the morning on the 29th. Shakal Kala Pasak Bey. Amar lo urte, he said in the evening, bina l'kdushe bach. Ba'ad kayemes hacha zil ichzi. He basically said, what are you moon still doing? We need to make the new moon, the new month tonight. So you need to disappear. Amar le Rabbi le Rabbi Chia. Rabbi said to Rabbi Chia, zil le'ein tav, go to ein tav, ve'kad she'liyarcha, and be mekadesh the new moon. Now this was in a time of Gzeira the Malchus, where they didn't allow us to be mekadesh levana. So he had to do this clandestinely. So Rabbi said, how am I going to know whether you're mekadesh the moon? You can't send me an email, you know, because Mother Russia is watching, you know, they're going to tap our wires. What kind of secret message could you give us that you're mekadesh the chodesh? The shalach li simna, send me the following message. David, melech Yisrael, chai b'kayam. David, king of Israel, lives and endures. Then I'll know you're mekadesh the levana. Question is, how would that be the signal that he's mekadesh the levana? Maybe just sing a good song. David, Melech Yisrael, Chai, Chai, V'Chai. How is that a simon that they're Mekadosh Levana? So Rashi says, David is Nimshal Kelevana. Shenemar boy, Kisoi Kashemesh Negdi. His throne was the sun opposite me, Ki Areach Yikoin Lo'ilam. Like the moon, he will be established forever. So David is compared to the moon. So since David is compared to the moon, therefore, that will be the signal that it's Rosh Chodesh. You just say David, and I'll know that you have in mind the new moon. So the question is, that pasuk in which Rashi quotes that David is compared to the moon, first, before it compares David to the moon, it compares him to the sun. Right? It says it like this, Zaroi la'olam yia, v'chisai kashemesh negdi, so we're saying David is compared to the moon. If anything, he's compared to the sun. He's compared to the sun first. Marv Rabbeisai, there is an incredible passage here from the Sefer Shar Yisaschar. Who's the Shar Yisaschar? From the Heilige Minchas Alozar of Munkach. He is the descendant of the Bnei Yisaschar. And he brings an interesting thing. That there are two simanim in Shulchan Aruch that are the smallest simanim. They're tiny. I don't even know if there's a kaisaras. The Shulchan Aruch, the one is Siman Taf Yotes, the mitzvah to eat more on Rosh Chodesh, and Siman Shin Ayin to set the table for Malava Malka. Not to eat Malava Malka. To set the table. You have to set the table for Malava Malka. These are two of the two smallest simanim in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Taf Yotes, to eat on Rosh Chodesh, and Simen Shin, to have Malava Malka. And interestingly, what are the common denominator? These are the two meals of David HaMelech. Sudas Malava Malka is Keneged David, right? Friday night is Abraham, Shabbos morning Yitzchak, Shalashidus is Yaakov. And Malava Malka, Sudas David. Da hi Sudasa de David Malka Meshicha. Okay, anyway, no extra charge. But that's the Sudas Malava Malka, as well as Sudas Rosh Chodesh. The Sudas Rosh Chodesh, says the Munkach, is also Keneged the moon, which is the Midah Malchus. We say in Rosh Hashanah that Rabbi said to Rabbi Chia, go to Ein Tav and be Mekadesh the Yareach, and send me Davach Melech. Now, one thing we know is the Rebbe loved David HaMelech. The Gemara says that Rebbe da'asi mi David ka'asi lezechuye le David. Rebbe always looked to be mezake David HaMelech because Rebbe came from Beis David. And there are many examples of this in Shas. And the question is, how do we know that David is compared to the moon? Because of the pasuk of Yikain Ki Areach Yikain La'il. But the pasuk also says Kashemesh Negdi V'chisay Kashemesh Negdi. So the Munkacher asks the Rashi Zal Shama Dayin Yipla Dim Bishol Remez Hakos of Kisay Kashemesh Negdi Ki Areach Halay Nemer Gam Kim Shom Kisay Kashemesh. The answer is, there's a tremendous soy that's been revealed from Rav Shamshon Me'ashtapalya. Hashem Yimkoim Damai. He says, Rosh Chodesh is Gematria Mashiach, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. The Gematria of David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam is Rosh Chodesh. So Rebbe said, say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, and I know what you did. You were Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. The Gematria of Rosh Chodesh is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. And therefore, since they were afraid to send this message openly that they were Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, because it was a sakana, like Rashi says over there, the siman was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, which is Mesparei Rosh Chodesh. Now we know there's a very strong similarity between Klal Yisrael and David and the moon. Because now Begaluseinu, the moon is Bimiyuta, is a small Nakuda, but we're promised, and David is promised, Shehem As, right, we say, Ateres Teferes La Musevatan, that the moon is a crown of glory to the Jewish people. Why? Shehem Asidim L'Hischadesh Kamoisa, because we are destined to be renewed like the moon is renewed. Therefore, these two simanim in Shulchan Aruch are the smallest in size, like the moon. That is Sudas Rosh Chodesh. That is Sudas Malava Malka. Because Bizman Hazeh, they're Nekuda Katana, they're a small point. But La'asid, the mitzvah is La'harbois the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. La'harbois doesn't just mean to eat a lot. To make it great, to make it big, to make it B'shlemos. Like David HaMelech, Ad David Higdil, B'mher V'yameinu, La'asa Lavoi, David Hu HaKatan, V'ezes Hashem, Yiyah Malchusoi Gadol, and it will be Mespashed, and it will be Mesrabe, B'bias Goel Tzedek. Okay, likewise, Sudas Malva Malka. Okay, so coming back to this week's Haftorah, we have a Dover, Oyoy Menoyra here, from the Sefer Me'in Beis HaShoeva of Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He says, here it is. It's Erev Rosh Chodesh. And what do we read about? Shaul hates David, and Yonasan loves David. Oh, because it says two words, Machar Chodesh. So now everybody has to sit. The rabbi has to try to keep people quiet for like 7 minutes. So because it says two words, Machar Chodesh, just say, Vayim Elo Yonasan, Machar Chodesh. Baruch Adah Hashem Lekin Mel Cholam, Tzor Cholam. And finished. Why do you have to read more? We have to push off the whole Haftorah because of two words? Why did Yonasan say, interesting thing, Yonasan says to David, don't run away yet. Wait until after Rosh Chodesh to run away. You want to run away from my father? Wait until tomorrow. Hine kavanos Yonasan, ba'amra le David, shalav raya, hadachar sus Rosh Chodesh. You know why? Rosh Chodesh is a time of renewal, not just for the moon, but for a Jew. It's a Zman Kapara. Rosh Chodeshim la'amcha nosata, Zman Kapara, v'chol toldoisam. It's a time of atonement. And therefore, when Rosh Chodesh comes, our neshama is stirred to be mechazik ourselves, to start again, to start fresh. And Yonasan thought, perhaps on Rosh Chodesh, Shaul will have a change of heart, and he'll reconsider his attitude toward you, and maybe he'll start to make peace with you. V'ulai k'sheyeh lo ilosho ruach hischadshus, which is nesoirer, to the chiddush halavana, he'll feel he'll regret running after you. And therefore we read this, meaning the whole reason why Yonasan told David escape after Rosh Chodesh is because he knew Rosh Chodesh is a time of renewal. Therefore as Rosh Chodesh comes, we read this Haftorah to inspire us to renew ourselves, to rededicate ourselves, to re-energize ourselves. V'lchein koyrim haftorah zu be'erev Rosh Chodesh, to be ma'orer, the listeners, to be mischadesh in their avoida on Rosh Chodesh, haba aleihem lemachras. Okay. But, says Reb Schwab, another beautiful idea, another remez that's connected to the avoida sayyim. V'yesh l'hoysef oid remez hashayich la'avoida sayyim. Shinei benusach tfilas musav shor Rosh Chodesh. In the text, in the language, in the liturgy of Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Tiknu Anshei Knesset HaGdola Tfilos LeBinyan Beis HaMikdash. They enacted prayers for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. What prayer do we say to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tachin, make a new altar. That means Rosh Chodesh is a time that is predestined for Geula, right? as we mentioned, that the celebration of Yom Tov, it suggested, the reason we have four aliyos is not just because women, it's Yom Tov for women, but ultimately it's the Yom Tov of Geula that we haven't experienced yet. But here's the question. Rosh Chodesh is a Zaman of Geula. We say, God, rebuild the temple. God, rebuild the Mizbeach. So no, what's taken so long? Why doesn't he do it? I don't understand. If you ask your father to do something, I'll tell you a little story. Maisa Shahaya. So, no, you don't. When your kids ask you something, you give in because they deserve it? No. Half the time I give them, they don't deserve it, right? And I shouldn't do it. But they asked.
Kid, if you're old enough,
no, you ask your father. Your father gives, you know, I'll tell you, yesterday, one of my kids was home for a certain reason, and I was working, I heard somebody, and I started to drive to school, but he was going to leave early anyway, and he begged me, and I let him stay home, against my better judgment. Why? Because he asked me enough times, you know, he wore me down, what could I tell you? The Sefer Chassidim writes that it's possible that even a Rasha, Mikoyach She'eloisav V'Bakashasav, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will accede, because he's our Father. So we have a Kasha. Every day we ask God, rebuild, rebuild, rebuild. So why doesn't he do it already? The answer is, you know why? Says Reb Schwab, Omnam Imachar HaTachnunim V'HaBakashas Over Hayoim V'Adayin Lo Noshanu. So we have a Kasha. The kasha is articulated in the Haftorah. Madua loy ba ben Yishai gam tamoil gam hayoim. Right? Look at number 3. Vayipakeid makoim David. David's missing. Where is he? Every day we say, Semach David avdecha. Every day, we ask for David every day. So where is David? David's missing. David's not here today, not yesterday, not the day before. What's going on? What more are we missing? Even President Trump is saying that he believes in God and he's quoting Yeshaya HaNavi. He's bringing Jews into the White House every Monday and Thursday to give drushas. There are more drushas in the White House than last 2 weeks, then I don't know what. Then I heard in the last 10 years any Jewish community, every week Trump's bringing in darshanim with Yidden standing behind him. It's like a whole minion factory over there. So what's going on? Where is Mashiach already? You know why? Therefore, we lay in the Haftorah, Vayipakeid Makom David. Meaning, David's missing. You know why he's not here? You know why David was missing in this week's Haftorah? Because Shaul hated his guts because of Sinas Chinam. That's why David's missing. Vayipakeid Makom David. You know why David's missing? Because of Sinas Chinam. So we ask God, and God wants to give it to us. He just can't because we don't let him. That's why we lay in this Haftarah before Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov of Geula. And we all want the Geula. And God wants the Geula more than we want it. The only thing is, He's trying to bring it, and we're forcing Him not to be able to. We know why Vayipakeid Makom David? Because Shaul and David didn't get along. Look over here. He says,
where?
On page 2, on the second side of the sheet, on the fifth line, on the sixth line, V'ares lanu Haftarah, Sha'asibul azeh, was the sinah, Sinas Chinam, that David couldn't come to the party because Shaul did not get along. Kach Meukav Mashiach ben David Milavai Amakoy Me'al Yidei HaChet Shal Sinas Chinam. Like the Gemara says in Yuma and Testament Beis that the second Beis HaMikdash is Nechrav Mishum Sinas Chinam. And this Haftarah is coming to wake us up. If you want to know Madu Aloy Ba Ben Yishai Gam Tamoil Gam Ayoim, this is the story. And until we fix the story, the story will continue happily ever after.
It sounds like a Shabbos drasha.
No, it's just a Friday drasha here in the Young Israel. Thank you everyone for coming. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.